Baczynski gives it to Coleman. Coleman fighting. In for the touchdown. Brandon Coleman with touchdown number 3 on the night. Makes it a 28-21 ball game with 3:35 to go.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Bad news is you won't hear me calling any more Brandon Coleman touchdowns for the Columbia Raiders. Good thing is he's a Kent State Golden Flash. Yes, Kent State, baby, KSU. There we go. And Brandon Coleman, of course, just had a phenomenal career at Columbia High School. He graces the cover of the 2019 Forecast magazine, and his now former head coach, Jason Ward, kind of admiring that Forecast cover. Boy, that might bring a tear to your eye. Former head coach of Brandon Coleman,
I
right?
Know, I know, for sure. For sure. What a run.
But he was special. I mean, he still is, but he was a special high school player.
For sure. One in a million. Absolutely. Yeah. Was a joy to coach him.
So now how do you retool? What are some things that are going to be different at Columbia without the Forecast cover guy running for the green and white?
I mean, we've been blessed. You know, was at practice the other day, and I had Brandon was in visiting, and I had and Jay Banez is on my staff who won the Golden Helmet, and his older brother John, who was very deserving his senior year. You know, I've been blessed with some awesome talent, and you know, you just wait to see who's going to come through the door next, and you know, we've. And we're kind of like the lost and found. We lost a lot, but we found a lot, and we're excited.
And as Tom mentioned earlier, I mean, there are several coaches that were here tonight that have just kind of established that winning culture, and that's now the case at Columbia. I mean, your kids find ways to win. They expect to win. I remember listening to the scoreboard show in Week 10 last year when live on the scoreboard show, Jason found out they had made the playoffs. That was just great radio.
How cool was that?
It was so cool.
It was awesome.
I'm listening to the scoreboard show, and all of a sudden I hear Jason go, "We're in! Hey, we're in!" I mean, like, live on the radio.
I'm going to have to get a copy of that from you. That was a great moment. It really was. It really
was. But your kids are used to winning, and they're used to having moments like that.
Yeah, and you know, you get a young group and you know, an inexperienced group, and you're not going to tell them that they're not going to win. You know, they believe they're going to win, and we're gonna keep getting better and hopefully win.
So who are some key people? Who are guys, especially at a smaller school? I mean, you're banking on guys, two-way players and so forth. Who are those guys for Columbia this year?
I mean, first of all, you know, we've got a lot of guys that have waited their turn, you know, and they've been behind a lot of seniors. I mean, we graduated 17 seniors, and we've got guys that have been sitting behind those guys for quite a while. And, you know, we've got a guy like Andrew Champagne that's going to come in as a sophomore and play quarterback. We've got a guy like Drew Sackeye that sat – you know, I mean, he played some varsity football for us last year, but he's been sitting behind some pretty quality receivers, and now it's his time to shine as a senior. You know, Carson Heidecker really is the anchor of our football team. You might remember Brandon Heidecker.
I sure do.
Carson is his cousin, and just one of the best linemen that I've ever coached, and he's really kind of the not just the anchor of our offensive line, but the anchor of our football team. And you're not going to look at him and tell him that you know, we're rebuilding or doing whatever. I mean, he's here to win, and a lot of our guys are here to win. And, you know, it's just that feel and that type of kid that we have at Columbia that, you know, will hopefully carry that tradition further.
Have you sensed that this summer, just in practices and scrimmages and the like?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we've got a lot of guys that know, you know, that they haven't been under those lights. They understand that they don't have, you know, the experience that last group had. But it's small school football in the state of Ohio. And I really believe that it doesn't matter what you did the year before. It you're going to wipe the slate clean no matter what. And what you put out there and what you've done in the off season is what's going to show up on Friday nights. And our guys have paid the price. They've done a tremendous job this off season. And, you know, I think that we'll see the fruits of that labor.
You talked about small school football, Jason, and you and I talk about this a lot when I'm over at the wrestling tournament and that. And one of the things that I noticed with this, especially with the small school football, is sometimes that just to get athletes on the field, maybe your second best quarterback might also help you in the slot too, because he's that good an athlete that you got to get him on the field. So kids end up learning two and three positions. Where maybe at Avon or Amherst, they're not doing that. But for you, you better know the slot. And, oh, yeah, we're going to play a little bit of tailback, too. And, by the way, you're our backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Talk
to us a little bit. It's funny, that you mentioned that. I was just having this conversation the other day. I mean, at Columbia, we always have a kid that can play fullback, tight end, and guard. We always have a kid that can do that. Not last year, it was Cole Schwartz. Uh-huh. And you might remember that name. Cole Schwartz could play tight end. He could play fullback, and we could throw him in at guard if we needed to, and he would do a great job. So we always have somebody like that. It's funny that you bring that up. But, yeah, man, we ask a lot of those, especially our tougher kids, our more physical kids, and they have to know, how to do some different things. And we have a kid like that this year, Cameron Coleman, who Brandon and Bailey's younger brother, and he's playing some tight end, he's playing some guard, he's playing some fullback. So it's you run into things like that. That's what makes it fun for me.
Jason, obviously, as we said, you have a culture of winning now, but the league has changed. And I want to ask you about your thoughts on the new league. I mean, obviously, pretty much Lorain County oriented, the Black River thrown in there, but just your thoughts on now competing against these Lorain County teams week in and week out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that part of Black River's district is in Lorain County.
That's
so
correct.
It really is truly a Lorain County league. And when I was looking at it and hearing about it, we've played Wayne County league teams for a long time. We've played Northwestern for a number of years now. We've played Smithville in the playoffs. We've played Chippewa in the regular season in the playoffs. And that's a really, really good league. And you look at the Norwaynes of that league, and those, that's a rivalry game every single week. Those kids, the kids know each other. The parents work with each other. The coaches are friends with one another. And it's a respectful, but it's a rivalry game every single week. And it was hard as I'm a Lorain County guy, right? I grew up in Grafton, and it was hard for me to sell to my kids, hey, Keystone is a rivalry game. And then we're done after 2 years. We don't play them for another 4 years. And it's like, come on, man. Like, this should be a game that happens every year, right?
Yes.
Columbia-Wellington should happen every single year. Brookside Clearview should happen every single year, and now it will, and I think it's awesome, man. I love this new league. I really do, and I'll miss our rivalry with Lutheran West, especially on the basketball court. It was really cool, but for us to be playing Lorain County schools every single week, with obviously the exception of the non-conference, I think is awesome. And I think I hope that it's a league that is around for a long, long time. You see, certain schools blow up in size, and sometimes that causes a rift or whatever. But I think this is a league that has staying power, and I'm excited for it.
Well, final question.
Well, it has the look to me. The Southwest is so – you got to bring it every week in the Southwest, and it's so competitive. And, there's a little bit of ups and downs, but it has the potential to be a small school, kind of like the Southwest Conference, where you don't get a week off. There's a lot of good coaches in this league, and teams are going to be up and down based on numbers because of the size of schools. But it really kind of gets the feel like it could be on the verge of being that kind of league where you got to bring it every week. You're not going to get too many off weeks. And I think you look at the old schedule and you could say, well, we know that maybe they're down. We got a couple in between that we know we're going to get our twos in a little bit early and get some work done. But I think this league is starting to shape up to say we're gonna have to play four quarters of football in most of these games this year, and that's a little bit different, and maybe a little different approach for sometimes on the small school level.
I hope so. I hope that it is a small school version of the Southwest Conference. I really do, and an even tighter knit version of that, because you've got some out of county schools in that league, and that league could easily be an all Lorain County league too. If it goes to that. But I love it. I think it will be harder for us, but that's okay. I think that it will generate more excitement in our communities than maybe having the two division pack that we did.
I totally agree. My friend, you know you're one of my favorites. I don't play favorites, but you know you're up there on the list. Well, that's of course because your mom loves WEO.
Oh, she loves it, man. She, you know, she's listening right now. You know, Joni Ward is listening right now and loving it. But it might be because I've been around a little bit longer now too.
I'll be in the strangest place. I love when you interview my son. Oh, hi, Mrs. Ward.
Oh yeah. I know, man. It's good. So.
But as always, we appreciate you coming out. It got to be a late night. You were the last one up, but I told you we'd wait for you.
I appreciate it.
So, again, love talking Columbia football. We'll do it all year long, and look forward to seeing those Raiders in action.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, as always, and you guys do the best job.